Hello, my love, and happy Tuesday. We are so excited to share with you a sneak peek of today's exclusive episode that was dropped as a morning message over on the subscription of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. If you are not already subscribed to exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, here is a little sneak peek of what you can expect every Tuesday over there in a morning message from me that will empower you to start your day with intention and clarity and help you shift into the mindset of a woman who shows up and keeps the commitments that she makes to herself. We hope that you enjoy this sneak peek. Link to join exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen is in the show notes of this episode. When you register, you will get immediate access to all bonus episodes that are over there awaiting you. Every other month, we do a Zoom call for hot seat coaching, and you have an opportunity to leave questions for me to answer for you every other Friday inside of the subscription. Enjoy today's sneak peek, and we'll talk to you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. I wanted to share something with you that I was thinking about the other day when I was out on my walk. I was planning for, well, thinking about, as I do often when I'm out on my walks, I was thinking about some of the things that I want to include in my new course that is coming out in June to help you overcome binge eating. If you missed signing up for that course, it is a brand new course that I'm putting together. It is currently $22. Like, you should be signed up for it if you struggle with your relationship with food in any capacity. But I was out on a walk and I was thinking about my relationship with food and where I am now with my relationship with food and my relationship with my body, and just thinking about things that I want to include in the course, lessons that I really want people to take away from this. And I got to thinking about something as I was thinking about my urge to binge and how I used to feel and experience that urge so often. And I was thinking about, I've shared many times on the regular podcast that at night, sometimes I have a difficult time falling asleep. I will sometimes wake up and have difficulty falling back asleep. I often, sometimes, regularly enough, struggle with, don't like that word, experience feelings of anxiety and worry, as most human beings do. So as I'm out on my walk, I'm thinking about the fact that we don't always get to choose every thought that we experience in life. If we got to choose every thought that we experienced, we would all be living really happy lives where we're only thinking positive things. We have an incredible outlook. We feel really joyous and fulfilled because every thought that's running through our mind is one that we intentionally went and we picked out and we said, I want to think this. Of course, sometimes that's the way that our thoughts work. But oftentimes, if you're a person who sometimes feel anxiety or worry, you know that you experience a lot of intrusive thoughts, thoughts that you don't actually get to choose, thoughts that appear and you're like, where the fuck did that thought come from? Do you ever have a thought like that where you're like, where in the world did this thought or idea even come from? I wasn't even thinking about anything remotely close to this. Like, I'm in the middle of doing something completely different. Like, why would my brain go there? Why would my mind offer me this thought? And so often when I was struggling with my relationship with food, it was that urge to binge, that thought and that feeling of like, just go eat right now, that I would give into. The thought felt so intrusive. It felt like it was taking over my mind. It felt so loud. And for so long in my life, I thought, if this is a thought that I am thinking, then it must be something that I am meant to act on. You've heard me say many, many times before that your thoughts are not facts. So as I'm out on my walk, I'm thinking about how we don't always get to choose every thought that we have, every thought that we experience, but we certainly do get to decide which of those thoughts we are going to take action on. And I think it's so important that I remind you of that. You're not going to be able to choose every thought that you have throughout the course of your day, throughout the course of your life, but you always get to be the one who decides whether or not you are going to take action on the thoughts that are being offered to you. Are you going to entertain them? Are you going to give this thought weight? Are you going to give it attention? Are you going to give it time? Are you going to give it energy? Are you going to give it effort? Are you going to take action on it? If you do, then you're reinforcing that thought in your brain and you're reminding yourself that this is a thought that I'm going to take action on. And that thought is going to happen more and more and more frequently. However,
we are sorry to leave you hanging, love, but that is it for your sneak peek of today's exclusive episode over on Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, you can subscribe to Exclusive Pep Talks using the link in the show notes of this episode. Until we chat again, I love you and I hope you have the best day ever. See you guys.